This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The weak La Nina weather pattern will continue into February. We'll have more from state climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
In December, the weather officially entered into a weak La Nina phase once again. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for Iowa, said there are plenty of recent data points to compare this winter to, as we saw a triple dip La Nina from 2020 to 2022.
So La Nina conditions officially formed in December, and we are officially in a weak La Nina. Now, in typical weak La Nina winters, temperatures are near normal. We've had, in fact, three data points recently, 2020 through 2022, were the last triple dip La Nina, only the third since 1950. 2020 was the 23rd warmest and 62nd driest. 2022 was the 63rd coldest, 52nd driest, and 2022 was 69th warmest and 16th driest.
Glisson said a weak La Nina usually leads to drier and colder conditions.
So generally, we've seen drier conditions across much of the upper Midwest. Also colder conditions. If you look at January's temperature, we've been about 3 degrees below normal. So we're definitely holding to the temperature side of that.
A weak La Nina also usually leads to higher snowfall totals. However, Glisson said that has certainly not been the case this time.
Now, in weak La Nina winters, we generally see more snowfall, and we haven't really seen, as we talked about earlier, a snowfall of significance across the state. So we are seeing some semblance in the modeling of a storm track shift that would bring us snowfall getting into February, along with a trend back towards colder than average temperatures. So that's generally what we would expect in La Nina Februaries.
For more information, visit iowaagriculture.gov. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.